the pursuit of the Lombardi Trophy begins. The usual suspects, once again favored to win it all. 6 seasons have passed since the Packers were last world champions, but their commitment to excellence has never wavered. The Packers enter 2017 with a renewed focus and a roster well-stocked with talent. The journey begins at home against Seattle, and while looking ahead can be distracting, it suffices to say the start in September could prove pivotal in late December. The season preview edition of Total Packers is next.
Hi, everyone. Welcome inside of our Lambeau Field studios, and thank you for joining us on Spectrum Sports for Total Packers in our season preview. Larry, we've finally made it. The preseason now behind us. How's your conditioning coming out of preseason?
Not real good. Michael, how's yours?
Terrible. I haven't worked out in months. At any rate, what do you say we just jump right into the no-huddle? Let's go up, Temple. I'll hit you with a bunch of topics, and just to get your reaction from
Fast
me.
And furious?
Fast and furious. Let's go. All right, let's start at the running back position. Larry, reasons why we shouldn't be concerned about the lack of experience there in the backfield.
I got one real good reason. Ty Montgomery. I think he is ready, willing, and able to be the Packers' bell cow. He is a big, physical guy. I know his background was as a receiver, but he is a big, physical human being. I think he's ready to carry the load.
Larry, this one probably more for those playing fantasy at home. I don't know if you play fantasy football, but at any rate, let's start with this. Tight end Martellus Bennett, over, under, 8 touchdowns during the regular season.
Hey, we're right before the start of a brand new season. It is time for optimism, over, and way over at that.
Way over at that. Why do you like his game?
Well, the thing I found interesting as I've gotten to know it by watching practice, seeing him work in preseason games, is Martellus isn't a speed merchant type tight end. He's not going to run by a whole bunch of folks. But he is so physical, he's impossible to win that war with. When he bodies up against a defender, that defender, generally speaking, is going to lose. And then you talk about you get in the red zone, you get in the end zone, he can go up and get it. And again, that physical nature to his game really pays off.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Let's go to the cornerback position. What gives you confidence the Packers have shored up that end of their defense?
A couple things. Drafting at Devin King looks like a player. The acquisition of Devon House. He's another guy we know could play the game. The health of Demaryius Randall and Quentin Rollins. You put all those things together, I think the Packers are better at corner.
What about the news that we heard this week? Guard Lane Taylor getting that contract extension.
I'm thrilled for him. I think that's fantastic. And we're talking about a guy who came up the hard way, and he had mighty big shoes to fill last season coming in for Josh Sutton. And he filled them and then some. And him getting rewarded with an extension, all for it, couldn't be happier, as I mentioned. And believe it or not, I think he'll be a better player this season. That's the kind of foundation he laid with his play during training camp.
Another player we want to see have a better season, Trevor Davis. Is he that guy, one of those guys that fits into that second-year mold that Coach McCarthy always talks about making that leap?
Seems to be. And the thing I really like about Trevor is the dimension he appears ready to bring to the Packers party in terms of punt returns. I mean, that ability to shorten the field or take it all the way, that's something we haven't had on a consistent basis, really, and to have it, and it appears we do with Trevor Davis, I'm all for it.
So that'll do it for No Huddle. Plenty of great topics to cover as we continue on in the show, but while we're in the neighborhood of Packers wideouts, here's Larry's one-on-one with Devontae Adams.
Snap to Rodgers, blitz on. He's got his man. Devontae
throws the right side.
He's got Devontae Adams.
Throws right side. Wide open.
He's got it. Touchdown.
Against the Chicago Bears last year, he had 13 catches. That's the most ever in Lambeau Field.
Swings it to Adams out of the backfield, left side. Down the side, right side, Devontae Adams. Mitch one man, wins it over the left side, and it's caught.
Next week down in Atlanta, he had 12. having 12-plus catches in two consecutive games has never been done in Green Bay Packer history. Do you ever stop and think nobody in the history of this story franchise ever did that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy, especially when you think about all the talent that came through here before me and the talent that's here now with Jordy and Randall. You know, it's pretty exciting to think about it like that. 13 and 12 catches means that you had quite a few targets, so it shows that, you know, my work is paying off, and obviously it's not going unnoticed.
A sensational catch, Devontae Adams!
Wanted to ask you about the touchdown catches. What is it about the end zone? Is there something about it that brings out the best in Devontae Adams?
I don't know if it's that. I just think it's just, you know, I feel like I have a knack for getting in there. I feel like I've always had a really good quarterback that can help me out with, you know, my job. And part of it is recognition and seeing coverages and things like that, and just knowing and try to, you know, be a vet as early as possible with your mind in this game. And I feel like that's like 90% of the game. So I know that touchdowns, points, and people like points. So, you know, they're going to want to keep you around if you're getting in that end zone. So I just do my best to make sure I'm getting in at every chance I get.
You mentioned that quarterback. What's the comfort level between you and Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, it's high. It's high. We've been working on our connection even more this year. And I feel like last year we had a great, strong connection and did a lot of good things. But this upcoming year is going to be on another level.
When you go out on Sunday, what are you hoping to get the most of, man or zone? I know that's a really plain vanilla.
Man,
I don't know anything about receiving, but yeah. What do you think? What do you like?
Man for me, 100% of the time, because like I said, it's mano y mano. It's me versus you. Any route that I have, I feel like I should win if it's one-high man. Obviously, guys bless me with a certain skill set, but you know, evaluating who you're lining up against and kind of finding out tendencies and things like that, that way I can take advantage of them in most ways that maybe other guys can't by not studying as much film. So I feel like I'm one of the quicker guys that line up at the wide receiver position. So, you know, if I have man coverage, I feel like I should beat it if I know my route and they don't.
The additions of Martellus Bennett as well as Lance Kendricks, what do you think they're going to do for the wide receiver group and the offense as a whole?
Well, I mean, obviously, Martellus is a guy that has built up a lot of respect around this league. Somebody who is incredibly feared and another big body to occupy the middle. So, you know, it takes away certain coverages that they can play and will want to play. So if I'm outside and they want to play a certain coverage that'll take myself, Jordy, Randall away, then, you know, we got a big guy like Martellus, Lance, and you know, they've done a lot of good things in this league. So I'm sure they'll continue to do it in the Green Bay Packer uniform.
Bennett leaping grab and a touchdown.
This week you guys are facing the Seattle Seahawks. So you got a working knowledge of them. What do you think?
Real, real strong opponent. They've won a lot of games and they've got a lot of talent over there, especially on defense, which is who I have to face. So, like I said, got to do a lot of studying, got to make sure we freshen up on our opponent. Seen a lot of them since I've been in the league, so it's a familiar opponent, but still can't take any of the film for granted. Got to make sure I'm on it, picking up on all the tendencies and everything, just to be as sharp as I am for Sunday.
From the outside looking in, your wide receiver room has always been very team orientated for a position that is known for individual stats. Now that you're going into your fourth season, do you feel kind of a compulsion to carry on that leadership that we are a team? Even though we play one of those kind of individual stat positions, we are team guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what you adopt being drafted or selected as a free agent coming into this organization. You know the Packer way, and everybody kind of just falls in place. And, you know, it's set early by the 13, 14-year veterans like Aaron, and, you know, Jordy's up there as well. And you see how these guys conduct themselves as being pros and just doing it the right way and competing with yourself rather than with one another, just being team guys. And that's kind of how everyone is on this team. So it's pretty easy to kind of come into and get settled into and make it a part of the way you do things.
I read in an article that you are on the brink of stardom. What do you think?
The brink is a good word because I feel like, you know, there's obviously different levels of being a star and, you know, a standout athlete, a celebrity, whatever. And that's all I'm after is doing everything that I can to make sure that this team wins a championship. And if me being a star in the process is how it goes, then so be it. But more than anything, I just want to win a Super Bowl, and I'm in the perfect place to do it.
Coming up next on Total Packers.
Hit from behind and sacked by Ahmad Brooks.
Two-time All-Pro Ahmad Brooks is in the mix at outside linebacker. You'll meet him and learn more about his game when we return. As we head to break, here's a look at weeks 1-8 of the regular season. As you can see, no shortage of marquee matchups through September and October. We'll be right back.
It's a good fit for me because, number one, they run a 3-4. I'm comfortable playing in a 3-4 scheme. I played it all throughout college. I played it all throughout, you know, my years in San Francisco. They do things a little bit different here. The terminology is different, of course, so it's going to take me a while to pick it up, but I think I'll do good.
Prior to joining the Packers, Ahmad Brooks spent the previous 8 seasons with the 49ers, including going through training camp with San Francisco this season. Brooks has been selected to 1 Pro Bowl and was voted second team All-Pro twice in his career. 2017 marks his 11th season in the NFL.
Welcome back. We just heard from Ahmad Brooks and obviously a little bit of his stats and his past. But Larry, he's finally on the roster now. It took some time to figure all of that out. At any rate, what do you know about his game?
Michael, let me put it this way. Early returns on the Packers' acquisition of Ahmad Brooks, they got themselves a real deal football player. Brooks has a good all-around game that shows recognition and the range to do something with it. He's stout enough to bang with multiple blockers and still get in on the play. He can also drop into coverage and run with a tight end. And most important, as a pass rusher, Brooks can shock, shed, and sack.
Tough, physically imposing, a rusher, can play very well versus the run, can play stout versus the tight end. He can do everything that we would ask him to do in our scheme.
Larry, shock, shed, and sack. That's what you like?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what he did. And I'll tell you something else about Brooks's game. He brings a tough element to it. He's one of those guys, he's going to get in that last shove, and I kind of like that.
Depth has been talked about a lot throughout the preseason, but my goodness, is it really that much of a concern?
Well, the thing the Packers have going in their favor is they've got Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, and Ahmad Brooks, who have all played outside linebacker at an extremely high level in the National Football League. A lot of teams would envy that situation.
Still to come, head coach Mike McCarthy joins the show to discuss his team's readiness for the season opener against Seattle.
This is what everybody works for year-round. I would not want to be anywhere else on Sunday, that's for sure.
As we head to break, here's a look at the second half of the 2017 schedule. We'll be right back.
Responsibility, coaching staff responsibility to get these guys ready to play. That's really where the focus is.
Yeah, we've been in the playoffs 8 straight years, which is an accomplishment, but you want more titles. I think us players got to take ownership of it and play better and finish this thing off.
Mike, you are beginning a journey, and you know exactly where you want it to end. However, you don't know exactly what kinds of challenges you're going to have to overcome to get there. Is that kind of a weird thing to deal with as you embark on a new season?
I mean, that's the beauty of the National Football League. I mean, that's what's so amazing about the game of football. It's it's 11 on 11 every play. So there's so many components and variables that go into having success. And the ability to have continued success is clearly a bigger challenge. And so we understand that. It's exciting. This is what everybody works for year-round, and now we get to play the real games. So, yeah, I would not want to be anywhere else on Sunday, that's for sure.
Snap to Rodgers, under pressure, scrambles left, buying time, sets, looks, flushed again, rolling left, throws end zone, diving grab,
oh,
Geronimo Allison, touchdown Green Bay Packers.
Aaron Rodgers approaching his 13th season. How'd you see his training camp, preseason, and so forth?
Keeps getting better with time. He's in great shape. His competitive nature each and every day in the classroom, out on the field, is, you know, a tremendous asset. He's a tremendous leader. He's had a great camp, and I know he's ready to go to get after these Seahawks.
Lofting the right side of the end zone for Bennett, leaping grab, and a touchdown!
Martellus Bennett, the player you thought you were getting when you signed him.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's definitely the player, but what's been a joy is the person. He's, you know, just an interesting young man, and just the way he's connected with the locker room, he's been a great addition for us.
I wanted to ask you about that because, generally speaking, I would say the Green Bay Packers locker room has been kind of plain vanilla, and Marty brings a little pistachio to that, so it has been fun for you.
Oh, absolutely, because at the end of the day, it's about the culture, the connection, and really the consistency that comes out of the locker room. So one thing you can see right away, he loves his teammates. He's all about the young guys, the older guys, the doing the things after work. He's really connected very well with his teammates. And yes, definitely, he's definitely brought some color to our locker room.
Slips through right side, pins across 45, along the numbers to 50, to the 45, outside the numbers 40, down he goes.
Mike, I think it's kind of interesting that people question whether Ty Montgomery can carry a big load. I mean, this guy is buffed. He's a big physical human being. I think he could handle any load you give him.
Definitely. I mean, he falls in the category of a big back. I mean, if you're over 220 pounds in the NFL as a running back, it's a big running back. So, yeah, I don't have any concerns about that. It's just really just making sure that we're giving him a lot of opportunities to play, you know, from the backfield, out of the backfield, and just taking advantage of all his talents.
Mike, do you feel like you got better on the corner?
Yeah, we definitely got better through getting healthy, number one. Number two, the young guys are all a year older. So I think Joe Witt's done a tremendous job coaching that group. It's a very competitive room. We have a lot of numbers there. So guys are chomping at the bit, fighting each and every, you know, day to get the practice reps, to be part of the game plan. So it's a very healthy environment in our quarterback room.
Another new player, Ahmad Brooks, a veteran player, however. What's he going to bring to the party, Mike?
Well, he brings you know, experience. Definitely been very productive in this system of defense. So that's something that we're excited about. And, you know, he's got a physical play style, and he'll definitely be an asset for our defensive front.
Mike, tell me about the Seattle Seahawks, one of the NFL's usual suspects when it comes to being a quality opponent.
Seattle has always started with defense. They extremely talented defense, veteran defense. You know, those guys have been together for quite some time, and they've done a good job with the influx of the rookie class and young players. So special teams too, dynamic returner. And you have to really look at their offense, what they've done in the preseason. They've played a lot more in the preseason, but they put up big numbers offensively. So this will be a great contest Sunday.
What are you expecting from that Eddie Lacy fella?
Oh, I think he's going to run the ball. So, and you know, obviously Eddie has played some great football for us, but he's a Seahawk now, and we got to prepare for that.
Mike, in the grand scheme of things, does the opener get more emphasis? Because there's more time and it is the opener, does it get more emphasis?
I mean, it depends on how you define emphasis. You know, I mean, you're obviously working more towards it. You have segments of your training camp that are dedicated. You know, we've had two practices that are clearly dedicated to Seattle, so you have more preparation time preparing for that game. But you know, it's the same for everybody in the league. It's that first step. And you know, hey, we're playing a big-time opponent in Seattle, and we're playing at home, so we're excited about that. But it is the, you know, you're guaranteed 16 opportunities to get yourself into the dance. And this is the first one, and, you know, it's important for us to get off on the right foot.
Mike, thank you. Good luck. And let's do it again before the Super Bowl.
You bet. Thanks, Larry.
If it's not already, make it a priority to follow the Packers' social media accounts on game day. From the pregame chat live on Facebook and Periscope to the truly unique content posted on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, @Packers has you covered. And when the game ends, we're your source for live press conferences and immediate reaction from the field and the locker room. Follow @Packers today.
Welcome back inside our Lambeau Field studios. Our last segment here before we wrap it up, Larry. And let's kind of talk about big picture a little bit. On paper, this Packers team looks like it's going to be a very dangerous football team in 2017.
Absolutely, Michael. You look at the Packers offensively speaking, and they've been good for a long time on the offensive side of the football. And you add to what they have, you add Martellus Bennett, you add Lance Kendricks. And those two players offer a different dimension. So offensively, things look pretty good because we still have arguably the best quarterback in the history of the universe. Okay, defensive side of the ball. The one area coming into the preseason and training camp, man, they got to get better on the corner. And we talked about that last year, injuries and so forth, but getting better on the corner. And as we mentioned earlier, we have reasons to believe, legitimate reasons to believe, that they are better on the corner. And then how the journey is going to take place, what transpires over the next 6 months or whatever, who knows? They're going to have to overcome some challenges we can't even predict at this point. But are they going to be there at the end? You betcha they're going to be there at the end, and they'll be fighting for the title.
That's a good place to be, especially if you're a Packers fan. Thank you for joining us on Total Packers. For Larry McCarron, I'm Mike Atkinson. Enjoy the journey, everybody.